Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Two Drunk Mills and a Gen Z. My name's Laura.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Jocelyn.
Hi.
I don't know why I sounded so unsure. I'm Jocelyn?
You have been for 16 years now, child.
Maybe.
Yeah, so...
Maybe.
I was telling the girls before we started recording.
The gals.
You know, just the gals. We were just
You're
chatting.
40 now.
I'm 40 now, yes.
Yeah.
So apparently that's why I'm drinking more water.
Yes.
And then with that being said I started using a retinol cream.
And then I said, why do you need that? Your skin is smooth. To which Sabrina said, I thought your retinol was in your eye.
Okay, so Sabrina, that is your retina. Retina.
Okay.
Is in your eye. Yes. Retinol, and I don't really know what it is, but it's supposed to help with like wrinkles and soothing out your skin and like all that kind of stuff.
Now, does she look like she needs it?
No.
You hesitated.
You did hesitate big time.
You're going to make her...
I was looking.
We're not that far away from each other, Sabrina. I don't think you had to look that hard.
Do you know how blind I am?
It's okay. I was showing her my new earrings, and I was right next to her, and she went, hang on, and squinted her eyes.
I do not have good eyes.
Anyways.
I don't either.
So the point is, her skin is very smooth. And Sabrina kept telling me, wait for the air to talk about it. Wait for the air. And now I know why.
Because retina is in your eyeball.
She's just imagining me talking about my mom smoothing out her eyeball, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you what really led to this, okay?
Okay.
Did someone say something?
No. And I don't think I have wrinkles, but I would like to stop them from ever happening.
Why?
Because I don't want wrinkles.
They're normal.
They are. And I'm going to get them, and I'm going to be fine, because this retinol cream thing is only going to last for like a week, let's be honest.
And then you're going to forget to buy it?
No, and then I'm just going to get too lazy to put it on when I get home at like 1 o'clock in the morning from work. I'm just not going to want to do it. So I know.
Well, I wouldn't want to do it either if it went in your eyeball.
it goes on your face.
Here's the thing, though. Her skin is super smooth, and I don't really think her family has a history of a lot of wrinkles.
Have you seen Gigi?
But all I keep thinking is acne.
She was 90.
I don't want wrinkles at 90.
Grandma doesn't have that much wrinkles.
She's kind of wrinkly. She doesn't listen to this, so I can say whatever I want about her. Also what led to it is I was in the sun, and it's apparently in February in the state of Florida, you can get sunburned and not even know it.
Yes, you can happen year-round in the state of Florida. Did you know that when the sun is being covered by clouds?
It's the worst time.
That is the worst.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know that. So we were at Magic Kingdom and I got sunburned. And I still to this day don't understand, because I have never put sunblock on when I go to a theme park ever. And I...
So even she put on the thing that stops wrinkles.
Hold on.
And not sunscreen.
Can I talk? Oh my goodness.
I don't know. Can you?
No, I can't.
No, because you're too busy worrying about the cream in
like
your eye.
even in the what summer I don't get sunburn like this. Like, this was a pretty crazy sunburn for me. And so the other day for work I went to go put on my makeup, but then I was peeling because of the sunburn, so then it was like all dry and crusty, so I had to take my makeup off, and I said, oh crap, now I need moisturizer. And so I went to the store to buy moisturizer, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna try retinol cream.
I have a moisturizer.
So now I have retinol cream. And that is really what started all this, is because I got sunburned and my face is peeling. And so I got moisturizer.
So then you had to put stuff in your eye.
And I had to put stuff in my eye for the sunburn.
Okay, I'm confused though. Because you never...
You know what would stop that? Sunglasses.
You know what? My glasses turn into sunglasses.
So I was with her at said store when she bought this. But all she said was, I'm looking for a face wash with SPF in it.
No, I was looking for a lotion with SPF in it.
Whatever.
Oh, so then the one I got...
That's called suntan lotion.
No, but I want like a face lotion that has SPF in it. So the one
She's
I bought...
not looking for a tint.
Yeah, but then I bought nighttime moisturizer with the retinol cream. And then my daytime cream has hyaluronic acid. don't know what that means, but it has SPF 50 in it, so I bought it.
You're putting acid on your eyes now?
I am. All the acid. At the vibration station.
Why did I say anything?
Don't worry, we already thought about it. You didn't have to say anything.
Didn't have to.
So yeah, so that is my current beauty regimen, which will not be followed for very long because I have never followed any beauty regimen for very long.
And your skin's super smooth. There you go.
It's like a baby's behind.
Then it'll be even smoother. I'll be, what is the Benjamin Button's disease?
Sure.
Is that the one where he ages backwards?
Yes.
Yeah, so by the time I'm 90, like my grandma, I'm going to have babies and no wrinkles.
In my head, I just saw them like attaching baby skin to you. And it was...
Maybe that's what's in the jar.
It was a little rough.
It was it? I bet.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had like... It was like... What is that little Chucky doll?
Uh-huh. With the stitching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were like, but it's so smooth. And I was just like, oh, God, no.
See, but...
That's what happened in Doctor Who.
My face is bigger than a baby's face, so...
That's why you needed the stitching.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know your eyes remain the same size your whole life?
Mm-hmm.
Your nose doesn't.
No.
Neither does your ears.
Well, then it's a good thing I said eyes.
I don't know, your lips. I'm assuming they recede.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, Sabrina...
I don't have much lips anyways, so... Dear God, help me if they I lose any more.
Sabrina...
Get Botox.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
And then you could have... Did you ever see the movie The First Wives Club?
Yes.
And Goldie Hawn just keeps getting the Botox. Bigger,
but yes.
Injections.
And then he's trying to cry and there's nothing going on.
Because her lips are so big.
My lips are so big.
Anyways, I've seen baby pictures of Sabrina. She looked very upset. Anyway... That's
my favorite picture of Sabrina.
She has had the same face, and so has my mom, their whole life.
You've had my face?
I have. I have had your face my whole life, which is true because you were born first, so I would have gotten your face.
Okay.
Oh, God.
My mother has also had the same face her whole life.
We did this thing at work one time where they wanted us to bring in baby pictures, and... like put them on the wall and have people guess who they are, you know? Yeah. And I flat out looked at my manager and I was like, I am not participating. And he's like, why? And I said, because I would not be a guest. And so I brought him in a picture of me when I was 3 years old. And he goes, oh my God, Laura, you do look exactly the same.
You know who doesn't look exactly the same their whole life? Me.
No, Jocelyn has had many faces.
Sabrina's face just dropped. I'm like Leatherface over here.
I'm a little concerned.
No, like... Do you know who Leatherface is?
That's like the Chainsaw Massacre dude?
Yeah.
Sure, we'll go with it. If we're wrong, someone will correct us. It's fine.
My dad will.
Yeah, he will. No, like...
Hi, Dad.
Her... When you look at her pictures...
Even from 2016.
She definitely has, like, phases that she has gone through and, like, has changed a lot.
Are you a morphling?
A what?
Morphling.
Okay. I say this to my mom, so now I'm going to say it to you. If I don't know what something is and I ask you, what? If you just repeat it to me, that's not going to give me the information on what it is.
You know, like...
If you say a morphling one more time, I'm getting up and going.
A morph child.
Somebody who can morph their
Yeah,
parents.
Like a morphling. Are you talking?
Yeah, morphling.
Morphling.
Are you talks?
Like, another word of that is, like, shapeshifter, but, like, yes. Morphling is cool, too.
Thanks, I thought so, too.
Did you make that up?
Are you a morphling?
Did she make that
no.
up?
No.
What is it from?
My mouth. I said it.
She heard it in the vibration station.
Oh. My God.
Those morphlings will get you.
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
You watch Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Morphlings are from Hunger Games. Now you know.
But yeah, I think even in 2020 I looked a little different.
No, you've been about the same for like 5 years.
We all looked a little different in 2020.
Yeah, I was skinnier.
Not in 5 years.
No, not in 5.
Because I looked different in 2018 and 19.
Yes, you did.
This is another great conversation to be had over radio waves.
I'll post our baby pictures on the Instagram.
Yeah, on the gram. I got the angry Sabrina one on my phone, so it's good.
You gotta send it to me so I can post it.
I wasn't angry, I was bored.
No, that was definitely anger.
No, or I was like, bored.
Or like worry.
I was just sitting there making faces.
You definitely were. That is a very true sentiment.
I was bored.
It's okay, she had ADHD.
I still do. Anywhere, I promise you.
Jocelyn thinks I have it.
I think my grandma has it.
Yeah.
Jocelyn has diagnosed me with ADHD.
I have. Also, my grandma was helping me put my posters in these little poster frames. All of a sudden, she started folding clothes. And I was like, I looked up at her. I was like, do you have ADHD? She was like, what? Because that's how she says what. She goes, what? And I said, yeah, you folded clothes, then helped me with this. And now you're folding clothes again. She gets distracted a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
What?
Girl. I mean, so does my mother.
Girl. I do get distracted a lot.
Which is why I diagnosed her with
I have been diagnosed.
I didn't diagnose her. I just went, do you have ADHD?
Speaking of ADHD, you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's game time!
11:22! No,
that is correct.
That is correct.
I know. I saw your phone.
Oh. How can you read it?
I can see it from here, too.
Sabrina, are your glasses expired?
You when was the last time you got glasses? Good
eyes. Guys with the good eyes.
You guys with the good eyes. All of us at this table need glasses.
You guys with the better eyes.
That's true.
Maybe it's the better glasses.
My glasses function.
When was the last time?
I don't know. It's like a year.
What year did you get those glasses?
2021.
2021?
Yeah.
Are you sure they're the right prescription?
Yeah. My prescription hasn't changed in like 5 years or more.
Lucky.
My mom can't relate.
I could go today and it'd be different than what it was when I got these glasses 2 months ago.
No.
Yeah. No.
Mine are expired. They expired on December 24th, I think.
I didn't know glasses expired.
You have to like go get your eyes rechecked every 2 years, they say. Blah, 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 blah. So the prescription lasts 2 years.
So your glasses have an expiration date.
Your prescription for contacts only lasts a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared. But I want them because my glasses are too big for face.
All right. So let's do some trivia. Either wild and wacky animals, worldly travels, social
it's
media.
Just travel. There's no ask.
Worldly or gamer travels, life. Social media or gamer life.
Did you say worldly travels again?
Yeah.
I had to go back and say it wrong again for you.
Worldly travels.
Nope. We're going to gamer life.
Oh, man. I got to answer this one. You're going down. I'm yelling timber.
You better move.
Get out my way.
What was?
It's you better dance.
Get out my way. It was more fun. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What was the original name of the character Mario?
Let's make a night.
Was it Hopper, Luigi, Jumpman, or Skipper?
Hopper.
I'm going with Jumpman.
And you're going with Hopper? The correct answer is Jumpman.
Yay.
Of course. Was that what they called him in, like, wasn't he Donkey Kong?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a jump man.
I'm a jump man.
It's-a me, Mario.
No, you gotta say it like Chris Pratt.
It's me, Mario.
Hey, guys, it's me, Mario. That's not gonna be my voice for him. Turns out it is, in fact, his voice for him, so.
Jack Black, when they were all on, on some show, I think Kelly Clarkson.
Sure.
He dressed up as Bowser.
Oh my god. Bowser, that was the name.
Bowser. I knew who you were talking about.
Of the Pokemon Beelzebub.
Yes, the Satan Pokemon.
Yeah, that's the one.
Definitely looks like Bowser.
Yeah.
One. Wild and wacky animals.
Frog. That was probably
sounded
really just like.
Oh, I know this. Okay, how long is an elephant pregnant with its calf before giving birth?
2 years.
You only know that because
a year and a half.
You drove the safari.
Yes.
Okay, give me the options.
Is it 12 months, 16 months, 18 months, or 22 months?
18 months.
18 months.
18. 22 months.
There's some elephants that are pregnant for different times.
There's some people that are pregnant with different times. Doesn't mean that they went the entire gestational period like they were supposed to, though.
I wanted to stay in my mom's stomach. They forced me out.
My kids were taken out.
I had to be induced.
They tried that as well, and yet it still didn't work.
Your kids were like, nope.
I had a whole flat screen TV in there. I
you know, hindsight, life. It was easier to feed her when she was in me.
Social media.
Twitter started by allowing 140 characters. How many does it allow now in 2022?
150.
I want options. She's going to say 150. She said 10
above what it was.
Yeah, that's her final answer, but I want options.
140 still. 280, 360, or 480?
150. Not an option, but I'm sticking to it.
I want the 300 one.
It's 280.
Oh, they doubled.
So what was my option then? Which option did I pick?
320.
20. Yeah, that one. I went 320.
That's not right.
I still want it. Okay. All right, child, roll. I don't tweet.
I don't tweet either.
I don't Twitter.
Yeah. I tweet.
I've been Twitter pated.
I really only look at Kayla's.
All right, Bambi.
I really only look at Kayla's tweets though.
I
got Twitter to see Kayla's tweets.
All right. Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
What up? Social media.
These questions. How much of the world now uses social media?
All of it.
No.
3/4 of it.
Is it less than a quarter, just under half, more than half, or most of the world?
Most of the world. Most of the world. Most of the world.
I need an answer from Sabrina.
What was my third option?
More than half.
More than half.
That would be correct.
Actually, I said more than half, and Sabrina said most.
I mean, most of the world is definitely more than half.
Yeah, so. So. Boom. I win.
No.
I won.
No.
I'm the winner.
So what part of the world doesn't use social media?
Winner, winner, chicken, my house. Dinner. Sabrina's house? No, that is not true. That is not true. Sabrina goes somewhere, and the Snapchat's like, bloop, bloop. She said she was going to stop sending me Snapchats, and then I was heartbroken. So I proved to her that I look at her Snapchats.
I'm going with parts of the Amazon, if not the majority.
And my grandma. Okay.
And grandma.
yeah, like the Sahara Desert.
Okay, yeah.
I don't imagine they get much service there. Parts of North Dakota.
Oh, don't you know?
I'm going with the most Amish. Of...
Oh, the Amish.
I'm yeah. so smart.
So, look at me. Parts that's of why Pennsylvania and Sarasota.
Yeah.
There's definitely parts of Canada that are very questionable.
Like in like...
Like the Yukon.
Like you'll get stabbed if you go there? Questionable? Or like...
I mean, it's still Canada. They're fairly nice. Yeah. I mean, they'd at least check on you afterwards.
Stab! Oh, I'm sorry. You
okay? Oh, you okay over there? Oh, okay. All right, just do you need anything? Can I get you something for that stab wound?
that I gave you? So nice.
I chose not to use a serrated blade, so that way it didn't come out funky.
So nice of you, thank.
Me, if I stab someone?
I mean, I can't stay and put pressure on it, but you could? Okay.
I'll give you something to put pressure on it.
Oh, yeah. I've got some stuff to stop the bleeding. I'm just going to set it over here, though, okay? Okay. Would you like a beer? Oh, that's probably a bad choice. It thins the blood. Okay. I'm going with, like, Siberia.
Mm, yeah.
No, I think they have social...
In Siberia?
Oh, well, Serbia.
No, different place.
Yeah, I was thinking of someone.
It wasn't a worldly travel question.
Antarctica?
No, I'm pretty sure them penguins are on it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But although, like, wait, penguins don't live in Antarctica.
Yeah, they live in the south.
No, that is Antarctica. They don't live in
the Arctic.
They live in Antarctica.
Yeah.
Yeah, those penguins are all over social media.
That's true.
Yeah.
They can't get off of my 42.
Because they have happy feet.
I have happy feet, too.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Where is it?
No, didn't like you just do social media?
Yeah, so she rolls.
Oh, you answered. Yeah, so you got to roll.
Yeah.
I like making her go on a scavenger hunt for the dice.
Where is it, Joss?
It was right there.
Behind the computer where she couldn't see.
Three.
I didn't even... Social media. Damn it. I don't have to...
Fucking...
In what year did Facebook release its quote-unquote reactions emojis?
What year, Sabrina?
Well, I know. Because I'm holding it.
Because you're holding it.
Was it 2015, 2016, 2017, or 2018?
So we're talking about the more than
the reactions emojis, yes. 2016.
Was there a 2017?
There was.
I'm going to go that one.
It came right after 2016 and right before 2018.
Good. I'm doing that one.
It was actually 2016.
Good job, Jocelyn. Thank you.
So it is as old as my youngest.
Wow.
See, Facebook and me popping out things that were great.
I put it in gamer life.
Fail.
The nerve.
Oh my goodness.
Gamer life.
Okay, hang on.
Me living the gamer life.
I gotta fix this.
I want candy. I want candy.
Hold music for...
That's right. Mikey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mikey.
Mikey.
I don't know. I just feel like saying that instead of Mickey.
What country was the creator of Tetris from?
Russia. Sorry. Options, please.
USA, Russia, France, Japan.
I would have said Japan, but now I kind of feel like I gotta go Russia.
Where are you rushing to?
Rushing to this answer.
I feel like I gotta say
pick
Russia.
Something else.
No, why do I have to be
pick something
wrong?
Else.
Japan.
No, you're wrong. Russia. It's Russia.
Oh my god, that's what I said.
Yeah, haven't you ever wondered why, like, what is that? Those buildings called the it's like the Russian from Moscow, the
they have like the
Kremlin.
No, the Gremlin.
Are you talking about in the Red Square where they have like the macaroons and like the meringue on top of the buildings?
Yeah, those ones.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks like it belongs in Candyland. I don't know what to say.
Did we go around twice?
Yes.
They are... I don't know what they're called, like...
But what were you going to say? Because the buildings that have the meringue on top does not look like it's Tetris at all.
Yeah, it's these things. St. Basil's Cathedral.
Yeah, see, it looks like it has meringue on top.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that doesn't look like Tetris.
That's the opening of Tetris.
Oh, I don't think I ever paid attention. I just was talking about the blocks dropping. That does not look like the blocks dropping at
mom,
all.
No, and
this
mom,
is this is the this was so
my mom spaced out while waiting for Tetris.
This
to
was
this she was staring
was
at the wall.
The Game Boy Nintendo like the little so it was the insert that came in the Game Boy like the original box. Like that had the game, like the actual instructions. Yeah. And then that was actually like the box that it came in. So it was actually the Soviet mind game Tetris.
Okay.
That's why it played the little song, the Russian song. I don't know the name of it though. Korobiniki. I don't know.
What about a bikini?
Yeah.
Coral Bikini, that is the name of the song that's played.
It's a 19th century Russian folk song.
Do, 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 do.
Nice.
It's a metaphor for courtship.
Mm.
Coral Beningiki.
Well, the things you learn.
Coral Beningiki.
Bless you.
Thanks. I tried to say it.
You always tried to sound, say like, it. You have to sound angry, right?
Yeah, that's
or
what
is
I was
that
trying
just
to
German?
It's... Coral Bikini.
Well, in season...
See, that time I said Coral Bikini.
You did say Coral Bikini. Yeah. And that sounded like it was right.
Right?
So.
In Stranger Things season 4, they don't sound that angry.
No, they don't.
I mean, they do sound angry.
Is he like, Coral Bikini?
But yeah, Alexi was never angry.
I don't know.
No, he was angry because he got a cherry slushy.
Oh, yeah.
No, because he got a strawberry slushy.
It's the same thing. Sugar and ice. Sabrina, you should watch Stranger Things. We'll
you
try
know,
again.
I did.
She has watched Stranger Things.
No, we need to watch all of it.
Why would you do that to her? She wouldn't watch Halloween.
It's not that bad.
I mean, I've been through the day before.
Huh?
Halloween. I've been through that day. I've made it multiple times.
The movie.
With Michael Myers. I mean,
she knows what Halloween
is. I don't know how you're going to survive going to Halloween Horror Nights with us.
I'm not. Because I'm not going.
I think you are.
I think going. You are, she says.
I think you are.
Are
going.
You
going
to buy her ticket?
No.
Sure. Yes.
No.
I'm buying you a ticket.
No, I'm not going.
You are absolutely going.
I will be escorted out.
No.
Very fast.
No. Are you going to punch someone?
Possibly.
Yes.
No, we're in her group.
No. I don't know her.
The fastest I've ever been disowned in my life. She came by herself. We don't know who she is. Yeah. Weren't you just talking to her online? We feel bad for her. She said she was here by herself.
She was all by herself and
didn't
scared.
Did we just see you in that other line over there?
Nope.
She was by herself there too. She's stalking us. You got to get her out of here.
escort this out. And I'm like, Laura Johnson, there seems to know your names.
Nope.
Those aren't our names.
I told you, she's stalking us.
Not my name. That's not my name. No, that's not my name. Yeah.
Say my name.
Anyways, guys, so I hope you learned something today. Retinol does not go in your eye. It's a retina.
I know, but I knew the Tetris thing.
Tetris is from Russia.
I love how I knew that, but not retinol cream.
Yeah.
And retina cream?
Retinol.
Retinol.
Like,
I guess that's better than renal.
Yeah.
like Rhett and Link. Retinol. You don't know who Rhett and Link are?
Good mythical morning. No, nothing.
I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of what's in the dark that I cannot see because it's so dang dark. So dang dark. There could be a fraction in the dark.
I don't know what this is.
And it needs to be added.
You should Google it because Rhett and Link are pretty awesome.
Why'd you say okay, Joss? I was serenading.
Snop singing?
Snop.
Yeah, let's snop singing.
I'm done with this renal cream.
She was correcting you on retinal cream.
My ass looks like a baby.
Anyways, guys, go use your retinal cream, everyone.
Or your renal cream. We won't judge. And so don't put either one in your eye. They don't go there.
No, they do not. And I'm glad Sabrina
didn't find it in the store.
Yeah.
Really confused.
All right. Till next time, I'm Laura.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Jocelyn.
Bye.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.